The expanded 2nd Congressional District is home to a burgeoning clean energy sector, and the future of the stalled wind credit is closely watched. During the televised forum, Boulder Democrat Jared Polis noted that extending the credit has bipartisan support among Colorado's delegation. He also took aim at what he said is a tax code that favors wealthy oil and gas companies.
If we can't rein those in, let's make sure that the wind and solar industry get a tax advantage as well so that they compete on a level playing field with oil and gas.
I'm not opposed to renewable energy.
Republican Kevin Lundberg disputes claims that oil and gas producers are getting special treatment, saying they get only a few tax breaks, mainly for research and development.
My own home is run on solar and wind. Yeah, it just seemed like a good idea for me, but it wasn't cost effective. It was a very fascinating technology that I believe will play a larger role in coming decades.
The current stalemate over extending the wind tax credit has been a flashpoint in several congressional races across the country, as well as the presidential campaign in Colorado. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.